They're not video recording, just audio. Oh, it is video and audio. Oh, nice. Okay, let's go ahead and get our meeting going. This is the opening of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meeting. It's Monday, August 28th, 2023 at 2:30 p.m. Judy, hold on just a minute. Have we been recording the whole time?
Just
now. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and open the meeting of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meeting. It is Monday, August the 28th, 2023, and it is 2:30 p.m. All righty, Judy, would you do roll call, please?
Bobus?
Here.
McCormick?
Here.
Ray Murphy?
Here.
Ann Wade?
Present.
Shelley Thompson, absent.
Okay, thanks, Judy. Alrighty, the approval of the minutes. Take just a very quick minute. If we could look through the minutes from our last meeting, which was on June 26, 2023. I know.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, no one is present to be opposed. Okay, before we move on in further into our agenda, I just want to recognize that we have two visitors with us today. We have Kathy, who is voted on by the committee at our last meeting. The city, Newport City Council has not yet voted on her application. They will be doing that soon. And we have another person, Craig Hansen, who is applying to be on the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee. So we will be interviewing him in just a short bit. All righty. Okay, so if everybody could turn, please, to the application. We have Craig's application here. I'm going to explain to Craig what we're going to do. So what we're going to do, Craig, is each of us up here will ask you a question. If you could just speak into the mic and answer that for us. We have eight questions, so it'll just take a few minutes. Then when we're all done with that, if you have anything else you want to add, we'll have you do that. Then we'll have you step out of the room, and we will have a vote. And you can either leave and be notified, or you can come back, and we will let you know how the vote went. Okay? Okay, so first we're going to introduce ourselves just real quick here. I'm Ann Way. I'm the chair of the committee. I've been on the committee for, I don't know, probably close to 10 years now. And I work on a couple of different work groups. Our work groups come from the goals. Each one of the goals have different members of the committee who want to focus on that a little bit more than everything. And then we come to our meeting and we report back. And if you do come back in and stay, you will see how we go through that process. Bryn, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Bryn McCormick. I am also a member of Friends of the 60 Plus, which is the, which is the funding arm for the 60 Plus Activity Center. And I'm also an instructor at the center.
Thanks, Terry.
I work in the office of the center. I am putting things together, doing bulletin boards, flyers, and trying to do different things that are asked of me of this committee.
Thank you. Steve.
Hi, Steve Lovis, Martech Real Estate. I'm probably the rookie on this committee. Been, I think, about 5 or 6 months. I've enjoyed it dramatically. And also a member of the 60-plus Activity Center.
Okay, great, thanks. All righty. Before we start asking questions, I'm going to explain to you this process. Nothing happens fast in city government or any kind of government. It's the slowest snail you've ever met. So we will interview you, and then we will vote, and then we will give that information to Sonia. If we accept you and invite you to become a member of the advisory committee, Sonia sends that information on to City of Newport City Council. Then they confirm that. They actually give you the okay. We just kind of hang out and spend time doing chores together. But City Newport Council actually gives you the okay. Then you're invited to come and attend meetings, and then you would be up here with us. Okay? Okay. So that can be a slow process, or that can be a very fast process. So Kathy was, we voted on her and accepted her as a member in June. This is August. Well, then we had all that stuff going on with the mayor, and so they had to elect a new mayor, and now that they have the new mayor, Jan Kaplan, at one of their meetings, Kathy's application will be put on their agenda, and then they will vote on her. And then they will let Sonia know, and then Sonia lets me know. Okay? So I would say it's probably going to be at least a month before we know for sure. Okay? All right. I just wanted you to not think that we didn't care or didn't love you or didn't want you around. But once we do our thing, it's kind of out of our hands. We just wait. Okay. Alrighty, let's get going. Members, you have got the sheet with the interview questions on it.
Yes.
It's the next paper. Steve, would you like to ask a question? Any question you want.
What drives your interest in serving on the city's 60-plus activity center advisory committee? Why are you interested?
I belong to a senior center in Issaquah, Washington. I was a member there for quite a few years, over 10 years. And I was the president for a time, and I enjoyed it very much.
Nice, thank you.
Terry.
Tell us about your experience with the 60-plus Activity Center.
In Issaquah?
No, here.
No, here. How were you involved with our 60-plus Activity Center?
I work on puzzles. I try to introduce myself to everyone and let them know that I'm interested. And I have a few issues. I don't think that the membership is, as a whole, has that much to say. And I just like them to have, I mean, I shouldn't say that. What do I want to say? I lose track here. I don't think that they're what do I want to say? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's not that they're not the membership is all. I can see where they're promoting. I agree with promoting the senior center. However, the activities that they have, it's like you're an outsider. I mean, as far as the activities themselves, the people that are involved with the center, which I can agree with. You know, they have the say, but as far as suggestions as a whole, with, I mean, if it's just that I feel that the membership itself isn't included enough.
Okay, thank you. Bryn, do you want to ask a question?
Sure, thank you. And I do see you at the center, and it's great to see that somebody who uses the facilities is actually really interested in joining this committee, so that's great. And I think that what you said about people that are at the facility and using the facility may not realize how much that they can contribute to the direction of the center. So I think that's really a wonderful thing that you said. Have you had prior experience on any other city committees? I know that you were on the community center where you came from in Washington. Was there something that you really enjoyed about that experience?
I play the piano, and at that time I could play it pretty well. And we actually, this is secondhand information, but I was told that they thought that we weren't like a senior center. We were more like a club, or more like a country club, because everybody joined in, you know. But and then the city, we at that time we were independent, and they thought that we got too independent, so the city stepped in, and then things kind of toned down. But we we were actually, there were people that didn't agree with what we were doing, and we actually got some enemies. I mean, some people, you know, we had two sides, and the people that weren't, how do I put it? We had a pledge, and it was to God and to our, you know, and to us. And it was, what is that song we sang? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We sang that all the way through. And that's from with the city, you know, the city wasn't. But so then some people didn't agree with that because, you know, you have people that don't, I can understand what they're saying. But I thought they were too, they took it too seriously. And so we ended up, we even went to, they got a judge to decide who was right and who was wrong. And the judge actually agreed with us, but that didn't make any difference to the city. So anyway, so the city took it over. And it was, you know, it was okay, but it was just, the whole incident was, it took about a year or so. And it was an experience, I'll tell you that. It was really an experience. And I never got involved with any kind of politics before that, but I had to, you know, do something. But our board, I never, as long as I was there, they kept reelecting me when we were independent. But then, of course, I stopped going to the center for about a year because, just in protest, you know, because of what was going on. But they eventually, they actually encouraged me to come back to play the piano. So anyway, I tell you, it was an experience. I never had an experience like that before. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
All righty. Tell us, I'll switch. What special attributes, talents, and abilities do you think are going to be able to bring to the 60-plus activity center and as a member of this committee?
Are you talking about what's going on now, or I don't understand the question.
Okay, let me repeat it. So what attributes or talents that you currently have or abilities are you going to bring to the 60-plus activity center and this committee to make it better?
Well, I think with my experience with the other senior center and the things that can go wrong and the things that would... I don't want to say that I can improve, but maybe... I don't know how to exactly put this. I think I'm trying to be too precise here. I don't think. I just think that. With my experience, that I can help.
Yeah. Okay, great, thank you. Steve, you wanna pick another question, please?
Okay, our meetings are normally scheduled for the fourth Monday of every month from 2:30 to 4. Do you think your schedule will allow you to regularly attend these meetings?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bryn.
Can you tell us a little about a time when you've had to adapt to a wide variety of ideas or different perspectives? So when you've been in a group and they had a lot of different ideas and you've had to work within those?
Yes.
What was an experience that comes to mind for you?
You mean with the senior center in Issaquah?
It could be there or just any, you know, it could be back from when you were working or, you know, just any experience where you've had, where you're working with people with a lot of different ideas and you've all had to come to a conclusion together. Have you worked in those kinds of situations before?
Yeah, it's the majority rules. That's generally what it is. And that we had a problem with that up in my previous experience with the center in Washington, and it just seemed, I mean, some people's personality, that, you know, you can't please everyone, of course, but I find here that people are very acceptable of each other, so. I think the center's doing a good job.
Thank you.
Thanks. Terry.
Is there anything else that you would like us to know?
No.
I'd like to know if you still play the piano.
My problem is, I had cataract problem, and we got that fixed, and then my eyesight changed. Well, then I had a torn retina in this eye, so now my vision isn't up to par, and I'm afraid I would make too many mistakes on the piano.
Thank you. And the last question, do you believe that you could have a conflict of interest in being a member of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee?
What was the last part of that?
Do you believe you could have a conflict of interest in being a member of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee?
No.
Okay. Okay. Do we as members have any more questions for Craig? Nope. Yeah. Okay, we'll have you step out, Craig. Kathy, will you make sure that the door shuts? Thank you. Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
So I'll go out with Craig and close the door.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to remind us before we vote, and as we do this discussion, this meeting is recorded. So, but please be honest and upfront with what you think about our candidate. So, any comments?
I do think that he brings a different perspective to the committee, and I'm also, I do see him at the center a lot. You know, he uses the center, he talks with people who are members and who use the common room. So I think that's a very positive.
Also that he can see what's going on a lot when he's there.
I like the idea that he worked or was involved someplace else as well. I think that that will help. You know, does he have the stamina to do it? We'll find out.
Okay. I'm going to say that I have a number of concerns. Number one, in answering our questions, about half of them he actually wasn't able to answer the question. We asked about, well, let me see. Question number one, his answer was that he'd belonged to another center, and so that's what brings him forward to serve here. Question number four, he was not able to tell us what his most gratifying experience was. Question number six, he never did mention any attributes, talents, or abilities, just the fact that he has experience with another center. And I'm not belittling that in any way. That is good. He could bring that forward. But I'm not sure what it is he's going to provide for us. I hope that makes sense. Okay. He seems to have a little difficulty tracking and following along with the questions, and that is a concern for me. I would say that whenever we have new members, I feel very grateful that people step forward and apply. I want us to be cautious and not just say yes to everyone, because not everyone may be the best fit for the work that we have to do. And I have seen him multiple times at the center also when I have been there, and he's in doing puzzles and visiting with people, which I think is great. I guess that's all of my notes that I have written down. Is there any more discussion? Anything anybody wants to say?
I think you said a little bit more detailed what I meant with stamina, you know, and able to track, you know, keep things going.
And I am really, really concerned with that, just from the way we were getting our questions answered. Ren, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I think that is a question, certainly, and I don't think that we'll really be able to answer it until if he is approved and if he sits on the board and if he sticks with it, you know, and if he becomes involved with our work. I do think that the fact that he is in the center a lot and speaking with people who are there day to day, and as someone who is on our committee, it would be nice for those folks to have a committee member that they can chat with pretty much on an ongoing basis. So I do see that as a strength. I do agree, Anne, with, you know, with the concerns you have, but I think that is something that we are missing as a committee right now.
Okay.
Also, I do believe that we have issues with him, but I would like to give him a temporary chance to come forward and be a part of this committee if he can contribute.
Okay. Well, it's not temporary. If he would be elective, it would be for 2 years. I'm not sure, because we all flip-flop. Half of us renew every year, and the other half of us renew the next year. So I cannot tell you, since I don't have a new list and haven't had for months, when people's time is up. I know my time, and I know Bryn and I are together. So our time is up this coming December, which I will then be stepping down and stepping away because I will be living too far away to be coming to meetings, especially in the winter. So it would not be temporary, but I appreciate what you said, Terry.
Plus, I do not know how long mine was because I didn't really get the information.
Yeah, I will check with Sonia. I'll make myself a note and ask Sonia if I can have that new list so that we all know. It would be kind of nice. Are we ready to vote, or do we have more to discuss? So there's only four of us here today. Majority rules. We vote for or against. Okay. I am the tiebreaker if there is a tie, because I'm the chair, not because I'm special. It's just because parliamentary procedures dictate then that I am the tie. Bryn?
Are we voting now?
No, you look like you wanted to say something. Okay, would everybody like to, I would like to just sit here and think for a couple of minutes, if that's okay with everybody, because I see how profound what I just said was. Yes, Steve?
I just have to announce that I have to leave at 3:30, okay?
Oh, we'll be out of here by then?
Just want to make sure.
Thank you for telling me that. Okay, we'll just pause for a flash. Okay, I can ruminate for an hour and probably won't have any better decision in my own head. Are we ready to go ahead and vote?
As we were ruminating, I did have one other thought, which Please. Is you will be leaving our committee at the end of this year,
mm-hmm.
If we had the other three of us here and you weren't here, we would not have a quorum.
I know. Well, hopefully we will be able to use, that's another thing I'm going to do, kind of putting the sidebar in here. I'm going to have Sonia contact Shelley because now we haven't seen her for way too many months and we're right back in that same situation again. And I know she's changed jobs, I know all that. I also know that's one of the things we've addressed on this committee, trying to get members who say they can attend and make it part of the commitment of their calendar, and then this just keeps happening. And it's not just us. This is what happens when you deal with volunteers all the time. It's just, from my perspective, extremely frustrating for us to be able to accomplish our work and keep moving forward. Okay, I'm gonna call for the vote. Okay. And make sure that I catch your hands, please. Okay, all those in favor of recommending Craig Hansen to Newport City Council as a member of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee, please raise your hand. Okay, all those against, please raise your hand. Okay, we have a tie.
Is, I apologize for interrupting.
No, please go ahead.
Since we have an even number of people here, should we wait for the next meeting and have an odd number of people or something like that?
Well, we would have to re-interview.
Okay.
If we did that.
Or just play it back, I mean.
No, we'd have to re-interview.
Okay.
Because the other member would need to have the ability to
question,
ask questions, meet in person. I think what I would like to do, trying to remember what you call it in parliamentary procedures, when you put the vote to the side, it might be tabling.
Now you table a discussion item.
But
I don't know about votes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'll use my power as the chair. I'm going to have this vote recorded as 2-4 and 2 against, and I'm going to meet with Sonia and have a discussion with her and see where we go from there. I will ask her to specifically review this part of the meeting so she can hear everything that we have said and that we have done, and I will talk with her, and then I will communicate with all of you. We think we are moving this week, so I don't know when Sonia will be back. She's on vacation, if I remember right. She'll be back Wednesday, and I'm going to be building a new fence on Wednesday. As soon as I possibly can, I will meet with her in person, and I will get back to all of you. So for today, the action on this agenda item is we are just moving forward, and we will let Craig know that we're going to meet with Sonia and go from there. Any questions? No. Okay, let me go get them.
I really do, because he comes to the center all the time. The only time he don't show up is on Thursdays most of the time, or when he's got something going on.
What was that? There is no bad news. The news is that we have voted, but we need to have a conversation with Sonia before we move forward. So, and she is out. She will be back on Wednesday. I am the person responsible for moving this forward with Sonia, and I'm moving this week. So I will, as soon as I possibly can, I will meet with Sonia, and then we will get back in touch with you. Okay? Thank you. You're welcome to stay, or you can go, whatever you want to do, Craig. And thank you for your interest in serving on the committee. You bet. Okay. We will move on to our next item on the agenda, 4B, the committee goal report.
I got some stuff on the back that...
Yes. So the first one that you have here in our packet is this year's goals, but I want to direct you to the back of the packet, and it is last year's goals, and they are, it's the final report on last year's goals. So you can see what we got accomplished. And I think Bryn, she updated her information on here. Okay, so does anybody have any questions about the last year goal report before we move on? Nope? Okay. Then I'm going to move us to this year's goal report. Okay, and it says 23-24 on the top page. So goal one is partnering with Samaritan Health Services and Department of Public Health to promote electronic health inquiry and provide information to patients about local evidence-based programs. This is a 2-5 year goal, and I think this is year 3. but I'm not sure. Okay, Brent, what do you have to report?
I'm going to ask you to move to another person while I pull my most recent notes on this.
No problem. Okay, goal two, seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for 60-plus activity or community. It's a 2 to 5 year goal. And I can see I didn't get other names added on here. So Terry is also working with me on this. I have not sat down with Sonia. There's been a lot of havoc in my own life, so that strategy is not done, but that will get done. We're still working on putting everything into Spanish, thanks to Terry and Judy in the office. Identify outreach strategies to underserved communities, and we have done that, and we're still working on that. We are still, the things that we are doing, I just totally went blank. I'm not sure currently what we have been doing, and I know I should be because I'm the person responsible for this. I have not met with the tribe yet. Terry and I have had discussions about this a couple of times about how best to do this, and so we need to have another one of those discussions and take those steps forward. We're still working with the veterans, and we have the lunch the last Wednesday of every month, and I have not helped to serve for a couple of months. I think I missed just 1 month. This month would be Wednesday. So if you have the opportunity, come and spend a couple of hours and serve lunch to the veterans. It's a fun experience. Any questions about that? What, Kathy? I usually, it depends on what I'm going to help with. You can help set up the community room, put the tables out, dress the tables, that type of stuff. Or if you're serving food, then that's a different time. So the best thing to do is check with Sonia about that, and she will let you know. To actually serve food, you need to have a food handler's card. And I was told that the veterans luncheon was last week. It will not be this week. So for some reason, they switched it to not the last Wednesday of the month. Thank you. Thanks, Judy. Okay, questions? Okay, Bryn, are you ready?
I sure am. I apologize for not having this in front.
That's okay.
I will send a printed copy of this so that you don't have to take notes on all of this because it is quite an update. First objective was to add one or more additional evidence-based programs to what's being offered now. The measure is whether or not we have a new EBI on the roster. My date is June of 2024 to have that done. Next was to identify other PNR departments to partner with the state of Oregon to offer evidence-based programs. I'm working with two additional rec centers and community centers. One of them is I'm going to work with to get them up and running with Walk With Ease in Lebanon. Speaking with Michael Couch, who's the executive director there, and I'm coordinating that with Oregon State University Extension. The next is to create a presentation be provided to other parks and rec departments about lessons learned from the Samaritan and NRPA 60 plus partnership. The final oral presentation was given to DST, or will be given to DST. The written report to DST to share with prospective providers as also as a template. So I've begun writing that. It's due in November of 23, it will include funding information, budgets, et cetera. Number four, to review registration and referral process. The status right now is that, well, we're looking for a process that doesn't require unique reports to be done to Samaritan, to Compass, and to the 60-plus activity center. So now I'm doing three separate reports, and it's pending at this point. Next was to explore the feasibility of a reciprocal agreement with the UNITAS contract, and that has been moved over to Mike and Sonia. And I wanted to add one goal, which is to seek out opportunities to Ooh, that's not it. Excuse me. The one I wanted to add was to explore Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement for evidence-based interventions, like Walk With Ease, which is a fall prevention program, and DPP, which is preventing type 2 diabetes. I'm in conversations with Alicia Bublitz she runs the traditional health workers interface for the Medicare provider here, and Charissa Young, she's the Medicaid engagement manager at Samaritan. And I'm also meeting with Jennifer Valentine from Oregon Health Authority and moving forward with that, but we don't have things in place yet. And again, I will provide this to you so you have the notes for it for next meeting.
Okay, thank you. So did everybody catch that? She wants to put a new goal. Bryn would like to add a new objective. And the objective would be number 6, to explore Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement. Ready to catch that? Okay. Any questions for Bryn? Okay, and I will change also that number 5 objective to Mike and Sonia. Okay, thank you. Okay, number 3. We've already formed that work group, and you can see here that I don't have this updated. This is Ann and Steve. And where we are currently living in transitional housing, you wouldn't believe it if I told you what it was like, but I don't have anywhere to actually sit at a table and do computer work, so very frustrating. I'm looking forward to that. I have all the policies and procedures that have not been updated, and there aren't very many. Thankfully, there's only about, 7 or 8. And as soon as those get done, which will be very soon, then that information will all be moved over off of my computer and onto the 60-plus activity center. So it's located where it should be. Thank you. Any questions about that? So Steve, when they have new policies, Sonia has a list of new policies and or procedures that she wants to work on, you will probably be a lot more involved with those.
I certainly hope so.
Okay. All righty. Goal number 4, improve community engagement to users of the facility, and this is ongoing. And this is Terry and Shelley. And Terry, you have a report for us.
Well, we've been bringing in a lot of people that's new to the area. We've been doing a lot of renewals, and we're building our membership up, and everything has just been going pretty good that way.
Okay. Do you know what our membership numbers are?
Not at this point, but Sonia gave it to the association, and I can't remember, but it's quite a bit more.
Okay, terrific. That's really exciting. Okay, any questions for Terry? Okay, goal number 5. This is the host program. Create an open, friendly, inclusive, welcoming environment as visitors to the center enter the building by greeting, directing, and introducing self. And this is ongoing. And this is Ann and Terry, who's working on this. And I have not done the hosting for about a month. Has anybody else stepped up to host?
Kathy did today.
Perfect. Okay, that's... Okay. So Kathy, okay. We already have the guidelines for the host. That has been completed, even though it doesn't say it has. I will get this form updated. I did not do the updates to this, obviously. I apologize for that. And then we're still working on signing up volunteers for the hosting opportunities. So when you see somebody you think might do a good job at that, be sure to invite them.
I've been trying to, but Kathy's the only one that stepped up so far.
Okay, great, thanks. Thank you, Kathy, we appreciate that. Every little bit helps. And on the sign, I think this was, not sure where the sign goes. Michael Maher. I've seen him a couple times, and I've asked him about the sign. He's the person who came forward and said he would make us a sign for nothing. But if we felt like we had to pay him, he would donate that money elsewhere, or maybe back to the center. So I will check with him again, send him another message. I honestly thought that this was going to happen much faster. He implied that he was going to send me some mock-ups, and then I would take those to Sonia, and we would make that decision. But I don't have those yet. So I will touch base with him again. Any questions? Okay. Next on our agenda is a supervisor's report, and you can see the June. Sonia has attached both the June and the July reports. If I can turn my paper over. Well, this one says June. I don't know what that one is. And then there is the, oh, no, I'm sorry. So we have one page of the June report, and then we have the July report. So it looks like we have been pretty darn busy. She's not here to ask any questions of, but if you have any questions, please forward those to Sonia.
I would just like to say one thing. It seems to me when she writes these, not these things, but letters to everybody about what's going on,
mm-hmm.
it's very thorough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's actually an enjoyable read.
Mm-hmm. Her Friday emails.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I like to get those too. And I'm always flabbergasted at the amount of hours from our volunteers. It is just amazing. And that's a reminder. Please get your hours for this month to Judy. Today, before you leave, would be nice. Okay, were there any more comments? Hey, Judy, do we have any public comments available? Okay.
I just wanted to mention that we are doing several events. One of them is doing a health fair in October 20th between 1 and 4-ish. And I have been in contact with people over at the education building at the health center, and they're getting back to me, and they are moving forward to help me out.
Wonderful. It's good to hear. Thank you. So our next meeting is scheduled for September the 25th. I will be here. It will be a crazy day. We are moving to Bay City, which is north of Tillamook. And my dog is having, my service animal dog is having surgery that day in Philomath, so it'll be a very crazy day. I will take her over to Philomath, and then I will come here for the meeting, and then I will have to go back to get her before I then go home to Bay City. So our next meeting would be September 25th at 2:30. And the agenda items will pretty much be as they are right now. And I will meet with Sonia and find out about how to proceed on the applicant. Okay?
Okay.
Any other comments, questions that you may have? Okay. Seeing there are none, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting. This is the end of the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee meeting. It is 3:20, August 28th, 2023. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Have a great month. See you in September.
Thank you.
I want to finalize it, right?
Where, but we couldn't find a place.
I don't know how that went, but
absolutely everywhere. When my credit was destroyed, he wants to rent to me.
I thought you were moving south.
Yeah, we wanted to, but we're not. So finally found a place there, but we have to build a fence because I have big dogs. Before I can actually move in.
Might.
Say, if I was a dog.
Yeah, I would eat it.
I had two German shepherds, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Our new yard.
I mean, not at the same time.
The yard is dried grass, weeds, and dog deposits.
Oh, great.
So it seems to think that.
Lovely.
So I can't just open the door and let the dogs go out. They would come to me, they would come back, they're trained, but.
You're not gonna appreciate somebody else's poop in their yard.
No, and it's about this tall and all that, and when we were looking, walking around looking at it, this dog was like nipping at us and growling.
Oh, geez.
You know, I'm not the kind of person to kick a dog, but I can.
If you were.
Finally, I just like went.
Anyway.
Its non-existent tail and ran away, but.
Well, is there anything for this committee that I can help you with in the next month? Because it sounds like you've got all sorts of irons in the fire.
Today. I can't think of anything.
Do you need me to send it?
Probably, since Sonia's back, I'm gonna send her a message.
Well.
Try to get in.
I'm gonna start sending an email.
I need to talk to Ann. That form that you used for host, for the host for our, is that something you could forward to me or whatever so that?
Well, Terry has it. Oh.
Oh, Terry, oh.
It's the new hours, it's not set up for August. Okay.
Well.
Well, we don't need it set up for August now because August is over.
Well, yeah, but.
Or September, yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, it's probably something simple anyway to.
Yeah, you just go in every month and change the dates on it.
I hope I didn't mess things up here.
You did just fine.
You did just fine. I pushed her, I wasn't thinking touchscreen and so I said, right here.
Oh, yeah. And lost it and then I couldn't figure out how to get back.
No, nobody could, but he had it, he was right in his office.
Anyway, but, well, and I, and on one of the things I didn't push it at the right when I was supposed to, you know, so it didn't show up.
You did good.
Okay.
It is good.
I doubt seriously anyone in the community is going to read it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do you have your hours for me, Steve?
Now that we're on.
None of us do.
your volunteer hours, other than the meeting?
No.
None? Oh, okay. So I'm going to figure an hour for the meeting. Okay. Well, I wrote notes, but anyway.
I mean, at home.
Oh. Okay, so adjourned 3:20.
Yeah, 3:20.
I'm still gonna. It's easier to do an hour than it is.
Hi, Angela. It's good again. I am on my way home, so
okay.
When you're done with what you're doing, if you want to let me know, if you still want me to come by, please give me a call at home. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for your support.
Oh, sorry.
No. Travis said he'd come back in and do it anyway. So you will email your hours to
this afternoon.
I don't need it until Wednesday. I mean, I haven't done much of anything on the report. I was going to come in and work on it all day today, and I haven't had.